T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Oh, yeah. It is 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, with the answer, as always, yes. Special guest State Senator Blaise Ingolia joins us right now. And good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I understand you're working on a bill with your cohorts in Tallahassee that has to do with the IRS and IRS expansion, but this is at the state level. So I need you to explain that to me.
Sure. If you remember years ago, under the Obama years, the IRS targeted a lot of Republican-leaning, conservative-leaning groups, most notably the Tea Party groups.
Right.
And they used the IRS, the power of the IRS, to audit and, you know, and to subpoena them. So now that the federal government is on the verge of hiring 87,000 new IRS agents, we're afraid of that. And so we put up a bill, Toby Overdorf and I put up a bill. He's in the House, I'm in the Senate, that basically will do two things. Number one, it will mandate that state financial institutions, state chartered banks, contact and keep a log and report to the state every time the IRS inquires about somebody's account. Whether they subpoena them or want records and copies. And this way, we can look through the data and we can see if they're just targeting small businesses who just happen to be of a certain ideological bent, right? So the second part of that is, if the IRS is found to be targeting our small businesses, and small businesses defined as 50 or fewer employees with less than $4 million in gross revenue, then we are going to set up a fund and help pay for them to fight the IRS and even sue them if necessary.
Wow, that is brilliant. Something that comes to mind, say, might be the mom and pop, say, a gun shop. They, you know, if you weaponize the IRS like we've seen before, and you cited the great example, I think we're familiar with the Tea Party thing, then, yeah, they could target any business that well, has an ideology or agenda that's not on the same agenda that they're on. So would gun shops, that'd probably be one of the big ones, right?
Yeah. So you look at gun shops. You can look at nonprofits that, pregnancy centers would be another good one. And just look, famously, we've seen that where the government had targeted the bakers for not wanting to bake cakes for gay couples. So that would be sort of like another target. Look, when you embolden a federal government which has as much power as the IRS, and then you give them 87,000 more agents, the only place they can go to try to generate more revenue is going to be the middle class and the small businesses. And we, at the state level, are going to do everything that we possibly can to push back on this. We're going to hope that our Republican Congress will be able to defund it. But just in case, just everyone should know that Florida has your back.
I think that's a brilliant move. And then there's the, I know the governor's been pushing and promoting this, and you're part of this legislation as well, is, you know, death penalty always had to be exerted via a unanimous decision from a jury. Now you're working to change that. Go ahead and explain that one.
So just a little background from everyone. It used to be unanimous. And then the court, the Supreme Court in 2016 said, we changed it to 10-2. The Supreme Court says, no, it has to be unanimous. That was the old court, the liberal court. The new conservative court says, no, it doesn't have to be unanimous. It can be left up to the legislature to determine what is the threshold. So you couple that with the fact that, and I'm just going to say it on air, you have an evil scumbag like Nicholas Cruz escaping the death penalty because you have some protest jurors that don't believe in the death penalty, Then we file a bill, and I filed a bill yesterday that says that, nope, we're going to change this. We're not going to go unanimous anymore. We're going to go with supermajority. So instead of 12 out of 12 jurors during the penalty phase, it will be 8 out of 12 jurors. So this way, under our bill, Nicholas Cruz wouldn't be able to take another breath.
And do you think this will be successful? You'll be able to push this through?
I do. There's a lot of the Nicholas Cruz not being sentenced to death, I think, shook a lot of people and made them realize that we need a change in this space. Because if anybody deserves to be put to death for the heinous crimes and acts, it would be Nicholas Cruz. I think that because the governor is behind this initiative also, it'll get across the finish line.
And then there's one that I want to discuss with you as well, the legislature, and I think more of this was coming from the House side, but, you know, they were working on a bill for constitutional carry that I know at one point it would be open carry or concealed with a permit, and you would have a choice, and you could do the permitting process or constitutionally, because the Constitution says you could bear arms, that you could carry a gun that way. Of course, not if you're a convicted felon, et cetera, not in certain areas. We get that. But when the bill actually kind of came out, it's really watered down. The open carry is completely left out of it. Is there any possibility of a remedy before this is put through or voted on? Can the Senate change the bill or push for it to be changed in any way?
Yeah, there's still plenty of time for any bill, not just this bill, to be changed because we still have about a month worth of committee weeks, and then we have 2 months worth, 60 days worth of legislative session. I will tell you that I've had conversations about adding open carry to it for a couple of reasons. Number one is that I do think it is our right per the Second Amendment to bear arms, and a lot of other states have open carry, and there's really no problem with it. Open carry is very misunderstood. A lot of the reasons why people want it is for inadvertent flashing, to make sure that they're not going to be prosecuted for flashing a concealed weapon. And then taking your firearm and walking to and from, places, especially when you're hunting. So I totally get all that. Now, personally, I wouldn't open carry, right? Because if I'm in a restaurant, well, not in a restaurant, if I'm in a public setting and I have a concealed weapon that you can actually see, if there's a bad guy around, I'm going to be the first person taken out. But the other part of that permitless carry is long overdue. This is something that the state should have done years ago, but we're finally getting around to it. To answer your question, yes, we're still going to have those conversations. Can we get open carry across the finish line? At this point, I just don't have the answer to that.
Yeah, I just would like the idea of having the flexibility to carry openly if I choose to, or concealed if I choose in the venue or whatever the appropriateness. I can make that decision myself. And as to your
now, remember, just so everyone knows, I mean, everyone understands, so open carry doesn't mean that you can open carry in any place. It's public places.
Correct.
That's going to be,
yeah.
Right. So businesses can still say no firearms, no weapon carry on the premises. So that would still be allowed.
Yeah.
And another thing I want to get through to this, that when it comes to permitless carry, you're having a bunch of liberals running around, Democrats running around, saying that there's not going to be any background checks. It's the same process as a concealed carry. When you go in to purchase your firearm, they're going to do background checks. The only difference is you're going to have to wait 3 days until the background check is completed. If you have a concealed carry permit with permitless carry, you can go in and you can buy and leave with the weapon that day. So that's a big difference.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is you want to have a reciprocation amongst many of the states, which we do now.
Yes.
And if you do away with the permit thing entirely, then it leaves that in jeopardy, which, of course, in a perfect world, all the states would agree that, the Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. We wouldn't have to jump through any hoops. But in the meantime, we do. And I would very much like to have my gun on my person when I'm traveling. I think that's where you're very vulnerable or could be vulnerable.
Yeah, I agree. Look, I've been a big proponent of the Second Amendment. I was one of the few Republicans who actually voted against the gun control bill, the Parkland bill, years ago. So I'm a staunch opponent of the Second Amendment. I'll keep on advocating for that as long as I'm in the legislature.
We appreciate it. State Senator Blaise Ngolia on the Bob Rose Show. Keep up the good work, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Talk to you soon. Have a great day, everyone.
All right. State Senator Blaise Ngolia on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It is 9:16. More headlines and about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.